The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, during the break, I thought long and hard, am I overreacting? Because I used the word outrage. Am I overreacting to this thing that's going on in Afghanistan and the president's comments a few minutes ago? And no, I'm not overreacting. And following up on our phone caller, I am not necessarily opposed to the withdrawal from Afghanistan. But here's something to remember. We only had 3,000 troops in the entire country. We had drawn down, Donald Trump had drawn us down, 3,000 troops. That's it, in the whole country. And the Taliban was being held at bay. Now, again, to the point that my caller made, there is an enormous amount of tribalism in Muslim countries in the Middle East, and I don't know that American military really understood that when we first went into Afghanistan. And I'm not an expert on anything. I don't understand everything, but I do understand the power of tribalism. But the bottom line, here is the reality. With 3,000 troops in the country, the Afghanistan military has been able to hold back the Taliban. They have. Now, does that mean that the Taliban was just going to go away and claim defeat? No. I don't think they would ever go away. These people are radicals. They are evil radicals. But they have been held at bay for years, primarily because of the presence of American troops in Afghanistan. Was it inevitable that the Taliban would run over the country again? I don't know. President Biden said it was not. And here's the thing that disturbs me the most about President Biden. And by the way, it was just announced he's going back on vacation. Yeah, after he came to the White House to give a speech, and now he's going to go back on vacation. People are dying. The airport has been overrun. There are thousands of Americans still in Afghanistan that need to be evacuated, and he's going back on vacation. Can you imagine what the press would do if that was Donald Trump? Can you imagine? Now, the truth is, he can get all the security briefings at Camp David that he needs. Okay, I understand that. But the optics, we have a country that has fallen, people are dying, and the President of the United States went back on vacation. All right, I've got some audio that I want you to hear, because what I was hoping for is that President Biden would say, you know what, I made a lot of statements several weeks ago, and I was wrong. And I apologize. I was wrong. I take responsibility. Listen to this. This is an audio clip from July. This is an audio clip of President Biden answering questions just in July. Here it is.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000. well-equipped as any army in the world, and an Air Force, against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So what is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
And do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comparable. So the question now is, where do they go from here? That the jury is still out. But the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
That is either complete ineptitude, ignorance, naivety. He said, no, this is not like Saigon. There is no possible way you're going to see people being evacuated from the roof of the embassy. That is exactly what happened. Said, well, the brigades came through the gate of the embassy. The Taliban they're not nearly like the North Vietnamese. But it's exactly what happened. He was absolutely, positively, completely wrong just a few weeks ago. Is it inevitable that the Taliban will overrun the country? No. Oh, no, of course not. That's what he said just a few weeks ago. Fast forward to today. The same man looked into the camera and said, it was going to happen anyway. Didn't make any difference when we withdrew or how we withdrew. It was going to happen anyway. We knew it. We knew it was going to happen. But I can't pass this on to another president. So I just decided to get out and I stand behind my decision. Absolutely contradictory statements. He was wrong on everything. He was wrong. And yet refused to admit it. One of the big knocks on Donald Trump. He'll never admit that he's wrong. He never admit that he's wrong. Hey, listen. The things that Donald Trump did and refused to admit are nothing compared to this president and his unwillingness to admit his errors. He was wrong. He assured the American people what has happened in the last 3 days will not happen, could not happen, will not. What happened in Saigon is nothing compared to what has happened with the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan. Now, again, we can debate all day long. Should we ever have gone? Should we have gotten out 10 years ago? We can debate that. And that is a reasonable debate. What is not in debate is this withdrawal has been an absolute failure. Secretary of State Blinken, trying desperately to defend his president, has said, we have thought of every contingency. He said that. just a couple days ago. We have thought, the president has thought of every contingency. No, he didn't. Otherwise, why would we pull all the troops out and then immediately send 3,000 back and then another 1,000? This president is deceptive. Again, people criticize Donald Trump for deceiving. Nothing like this president. And unlike the failures of Donald Trump, he treated people mean. He sent out mean tweets. He sent out tweets he shouldn't have that disgusted me, all right? But nothing that Donald Trump did caused the death of thousands of people like the decisions that this president has made. And again, the whole thing, well, this is a negotiation by Donald Trump, not me. He could have reversed it, number one. And number two, the negotiations had many, many circumstances in them. If this happened, we're not leaving. If this happened, we're not leaving. All right. When we come back, I have a little bit more audio to play for you. To highlight what an incredible disaster this is and a completely inept administration in dealing with it.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, folks, it's getting worse. I mean, it is. The Pentagon right now is holding a news briefing, and they are answering questions from the press, unlike the president. One of the top generals at the Pentagon, I've forgotten his name, but just moments ago was asked, said, General, the Afghan Air Force has hundreds of our aircraft, some of the most sophisticated aircraft. Is there an effort by the United States in any way to keep that aircraft from falling into the hands of the Taliban? His answer, I don't know. I'm serious. One of our top generals in a press conference dealing with the situation in Afghanistan could not answer the question, are we doing anything to keep all of the aircraft that we have provided for the Afghan Air Force to keep it from falling into the hands of the Taliban? I don't have that information. I don't know. And the reporter who asked said, you don't know? And his response, no, I don't know. Oh, my goodness. All right, a little bit more audio. This is from Secretary of State Blinken. If you're listening just before the break, I played an audio of President Biden just a few weeks ago. This is recent. Assuring the American people what is happening in Afghanistan right now as we speak would not happen, could not happen, will not happen. Listen to these comments, and you tell me if the Secretary of State is not contradicting the president. Here is Secretary of State Blinken.
I don't think that the fact that our forces are withdrawing, one, we're not withdrawing, we're staying, the embassy is staying, our programs are staying. We're working to make sure that other partners stay. We're building all of that up. And whatever happens in Afghanistan, if there is a significant deterioration in security, that could well happen. We've discussed this before. I don't think it's going to be something that happens from a Friday to a Monday.
That's almost chilling that actually the events that occurred happened from a Friday to a Monday. Here's Secretary of State Blinken saying, we're not withdrawing. We're not leaving. We're not abandoning our embassy. No, that's not going to happen. No. And then it's foolish to think that this could happen from a Friday to a Monday. That's just about how long it has taken. Once again, either complete incompetence or we were being lied to. One or the other. There is no alternative. And then one more audio clip. This is a CNN female reporter standing in the middle of Taliban shouting, chanting, death to America. These are the people that are murdering and slaughtering people in Afghanistan as we speak. Here is what she said. Listen to this, female CNN reporter.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
It is difficult to find anything humorous, but she says, they're shouting death to America, but they seem friendly. And by the way, the same female reporter was filmed just 2 days ago, and she didn't have her head covered. In that clip, she is wearing the burqa, because women now in Afghanistan, women will have to wear head coverings. Doesn't make any difference whether you're Muslim or not. You will be forced. So here is a female reporter from CNN already bowing to the demands of women in Afghanistan. They no longer have freedom to have their heads uncovered. And so she's wearing the Muslim head covering, and she's saying, well, they're shouting death to America, but they seem friendly. It's really bizarre. Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't even know how to comment. I think we've had enough of Afghanistan. Unless you want to continue the conversation, I think I have said maybe more than I have said. I should say, I don't know, but I am outraged at the way this has been handled, and the president shirking his responsibility. He should resign. He should be forced to resign by his own party. We will see how the mainstream media treats his speech. Over the weekend, they turned on him big time. Will they come back to bowing before him? I don't know. We will see. Quick break. We'll be back. We will move off in other directions after the break.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.